This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast of the weekend with the shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. And we celebrate daylight saving time on a Bad Choice Friday with Smash Mouth.
So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Huawei's all still alive.
Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun taking on Neil Diamond.
Turn on your hotline.
Turn it on, you freaking little thing.
Shine wherever you go.
Eat your Reese's Pieces. Call your mama on the phone. And then turn on that hotline.
It's like an electric menorah.
Can you do it with all of your fingers for Hanukkah?
Neil Diamond and Heartlight taking on Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun. Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. All right, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
Jump into the birthdays. Ola Men's Room, can we do a birthday shout-out for Joshua, pronounced Jack-wa, on his 21st birthday? Would be great if Coach Ted and the captain gave him some advice on celebrating his birthday up at Western and then finish off with a few dad jokes from Miles. Thanks a bunch, fellas. That from his loving mom and dad and three sisters.
All right, we're partying at Western's. We're up in Bellingham. And the bar I used to go to was closed. But I remember that main street's got a cool couple places. How old is he turning? 21?
21, man. He's in college.
All right.
Probably never had a drink.
Never had a beverage in your life.
Ever.
Easy. It's your 21st birthday, so I look at the one guy in the room you don't like that much. You go, hey, designated driver. Two, look at the guys in the room you actually like and tell them you're in charge of tonight. Other than that, don't pay for a drink. I would get water, Gatorade, maybe even just have a frozen pizza in the freezer for tomorrow. You're going to be hurting.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Happy 21st birthday. You know, I have quite a few memories of my time in Western College and Bellingham in general. There's a particular mamacita there who teaches in the art department. She likes the same freaky stuff that I'm into. And by freaky, I mean butt stuff, of course. Mm. By the way, that bar that Ted was speaking about only closed down because of what Ted did there with those mascots. But because of a legal issue, I am not at liberty to say what it was, but Ted, you're into some really freaky stuff. Wink, wink. Crunch bears.
I think your quote was, that's not where chicken wings go.
Oh, but it is. Most people just can't fit them in their urethra.
Jeez.
Dad Joke Friday. All right, guys. Which pharaoh had the rarest of farts? Which pharaoh had the rarest of farts?
Tootin' Uncommon.
Tootin' Uncommon.
Guys, my fortune teller told me I was going to experience a massive emotional loss in 14 years.
Oh, yeah?
So I bought a puppy. Dad joke.
What's 6 inches long and has two nuts?
Snickers bar.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Right, right.
Two nuts. Ted, what is the idea of that, Jeff? What's the best way to cook toilet paper?
It's the best way to cook toilet paper.
Yeah, what would you say?
I don't know how.
Brown it on one side.
You don't fold?
Dad joke Friday.
What's the name of John Holmes' little brother? John Holmes, what's his little brother's name?
I don't know.
Frank Shorter. Speaking of, my penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah?
Then the librarian asked me to take it out.
I got more.
What do you call a cake baked by a prostitute? What do you call a cake baked by a prostitute?
Pound cake?
That's not bad.
That's good.
I like that. A homemade cake.
It's homemade.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And one more.
I like pound cake.
On this dad joke. Okay, I got to ask you guys a question. If you went camping and you woke up with a condom hanging out of your backside, would you tell anyone?
Yes.
Who would you tell?
Mike.
Okay, my question to you is, do you want to go camping? All I write to request a shout-out for my wonderful husband, Jamie's birthday. He's 36. The kids have requested to hear the Dirty Germans telling him to relax. Oh, no. And your penis is too small in celebration of their dad's birthday. Thank you guys for making our drive home more entertaining. Cheers from Stephanie.
Yeah, tense line, why don't you just relax? I'll tell you what, why don't you take off your clothes, lay on the bed, I'll give you a deep tissue massage from the inside.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes the only way to get in there is to put your own muscle somewhere.
Yeah, just relax,
chill out.
It is your birthday. Sure, you're getting older, hurtling toward death, but no reason to get upset.
Yeah, these people, they die every day.
Oh, Michelle, today marks my 39th rotation around the sun on this dumpster fire we call Earth. So could you please help me celebrate with some green beans, Coke Ted telling me how to close out my dirty 30s, and Coach Ted right after on his heels with advice on how to set myself up for success in my 40s. Thanks for all you guys do and making the afternoons great. I do declare y'all are out there doing the Lord's work. That from the lovely Courtney.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Cha.
Green bean.
Hi-ya! Hi, man! Hey, now the 30s. All right, you've been dirty. Let's get dirtier. You're going to go out and do a bunch of drugs. I don't know. Do whatever you want. We're going to have sex. We don't give a crap. Do whatever we want. That barmaid, bang, hook up with her. The lady down the street, hook up with her. You know what I mean? Go crazy. Do whatever you want. It's the end of your 30s.
Son, go to the doctor. I don't know why you listen to that cokehead guy. You are in trouble. You might want to also hire a lawyer. And other than that, I would say keep your ass in the house, man. What have you been doing?
Oh, Michelle, congrats on 20 years. You guys are awesome. Please wish me a happy birthday on my 49th revolution around the burning ball in the sky.
Is that an acceptable term now?
What?
Revolution around the sky?
Everyone said. Well, it'd be a revolution around the sun, but sure.
Sure. All right. Can I get green beans? a fart montage and have the dirty Germans ravage me while my wife watches. She likes that. I thank you guys for all you do listening on the Odyssey app from Boston, Massachusetts.
Green
also,
bean.
Tell Ted what? I'm definitely going
green
to get some popcorn
okay.
and beer this
green
summer
bean.
When I'm down the Cape. Green have a great weekend.
Beans.
And from Brian in green, Boston.
Green, a green, a beans. Green,
yeah, a bit a little strange this time because we've ravaged you before, but now your wife will be watching. But tonight, in honor of Boston, we're going to play with deflated balls.
Yeah, there's many things we could do. I like the fact you're a woman wants to sit there in the chair while we have fun with you. And then after that, we'll go down to Mike's and get a Boston cream pie.
Yeah, actually, you won't need to go anywhere to get the Boston cream pie. They're going to call me Palm Brady.
Also, heads up. That guy lives in Boston. If for some reason you're going to Massachusetts this year, you're going to Cape Cod. You go down to Hyannis, Smith Family Popcorn, Smith Family Beer Garden. But this summer, I believe my nephew is working there again. So, see a little ginger with some curly hair. Don't be afraid to mess with him a little bit.
Okay. Tell him Ted sent you. Get the family discount.
Yeah, but by the way, tell my cousins you're a fan of the show. It might help you.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you all. A couple extra emails. This one titled Cincinnati Chili. Hola, guys, and Ted. Ever since I heard about the Cincinnati chili from the head chef, I've been wanting to try it. And now I cannot remember if you called it Cincinnati chili or if it was Cincinnati spaghetti. Either way, I'm trying it tonight, but I'm just curious what to call it. Thanks, you guys rock. That from Maestro.
I mean, it's Cincinnati chili, but traditionally it's served on spaghetti.
It is. Yeah.
Right, but it's Cincinnati. Skyline has their own chili. But the way they serve it is on that spaghetti with the pile of cheddar cheese and everything.
Yep, and it's not uncommon. A lot of places on the East Coast, including Ohio, different parts, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, to use macaroni noodles as a base and then put chili on top of
that. You can do that as well.
So it's pretty common, but Cincinnati chili, different based on just the flavor of it. But I mean,
the chocolate.
Yeah, regular.
Yeah.
I've got a can of it, and Dave brought a can home from his hometown when he went to a family reunion or whatever.
All right.
I still got to fire that up.
It's good on a hot dog, too, as there's no beans.
That's, you know, man, I was going to put it on the broad on Sunday night. I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. Chili on the broad, man. Yeah. I don't think so.
That doesn't seem like the right
thing. Why don't we ever put chili on rice?
It's a good question. Actually, you're right.
You put it on noodles.
Gumbo and stuff, so it's not that far off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Subject, Pokemon cards. Hola. So, a little inside info. As we had the story yesterday about the two guys who got in a fight at a Pokemon machine.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The Pokestops have been in the Northwest for a few years now. But the machines had to be redesigned for the exact story you told's reason.
Jesus.
The vendors were calling their friends to empty the machine as soon as they were loaded for resale. Now, there are transaction limits on the machines. In the Bay Area, these are new to the area, and the market for cards means resellers can sell unopened packs for 25% more. So people will buy the cards from the machines, then resell to the card comic shops, who will mark them up or open and resell individual cards. Sad the kids just can't enjoy the game anymore. I'll LARP on that from the IT guy.
Nice, IT guy.
Subject is
actually, he calls himself the IT guy. I don't know why I keep saying IT.
What else can we ruin for kids while we're at it?
Exactly. Adults.
Just go to playgrounds and be like, get out.
The price of Legos, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another one.
Kool-Aid. Well, I should say Kool-Aid. Notice a lot of adults now drinking, what's the little pouch one?
Crystal Lake?
Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
What about Uncrustables?
Actually, I did steal my son's Uncrustables.
Adults are ruining that, too. You're taking your kids' lunch.
You ever pour a Capri Sun into a glass?
You've told me that it's clear.
It's not clear. It's just not a color. Put it this way. You're glad it's in a pouch and you cannot see what you're drinking. Well, my kid, like most kids, couldn't stab the straw through, ruin the whole bag. So I'm like, whatever, man, I'll squeeze it into a glass for you. I looked at that and I'm like, maybe you don't want to drink that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miles, here's the deal, though, with Uncrustables. I know plenty of kids that, like, snack on them, but I don't know if that counts as a lunch. And at some point, Uncrustable has to realize they've created a monster.
They have.
It's like Pedialyte, four babies. But after a while, they have commercials with hungover people in them.
Mm-hmm. You just sell more.
Yeah. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. But in the meantime, it's time to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, "I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock."
Three times fast.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, "I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock."
One.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, "I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock."
Two.
Ted can't quit Coke. He snorts Coke, sucks Coke, sits, cuts, shakes, shifts, sits, and shouts, "I can't cut Coke on the clock. What a crock."
Oh, there you go. Another win. It's Ted versus All right, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I like that. All right.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus. I am so confused.
Why?
I said to Mike, "Did you do one last week?" He goes, "No, I was gone. That was you." And I go, "All right."
Yeah, dude,
for some reason, I don't know.
You
I
just
think
heard
I,
yourself there.
I know. I thought maybe I was gone for a week. It's been a long week.
Question, when did you have the wrong time?
I'm losing my mind.
Completely lose time.
Ooh-ah.
Lo and behold, even though we were up till 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yeah, 3:30.
Yeah, whatever. We got a Ted versus the FCC submission for a listener. And you know the rules? Listener always comes first in the men's room.
I've got to stop saying that. You are killing my fifth date.
You never know.
Well, Miles said.
But
I'm not Miles.
Yeah, yeah. This one says, "Ola Macholas, you guys sound great for being up all night and working on today's Ted versus the FCC. I haven't sent one for a while, so here you go, ladies." And this one comes our way from One Hit Wonder Wade, who is now in Yelm. And he had to add that, I guess. Do we know where he lived before?
Where was he before?
We don't know. Yeah. I just know that now he's in Yelm.
No, he's
not
in Yelm.
Yelm.
Yelm. Yeah. Yelm.
This week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Coach Ted gives good tips. Sometimes Ted's tips are big. Some tips are small. Sometimes Ted's tips trip people up. Sometimes Ted's tips should not be revealed, whether they are big old tips or small little tips alike. Ted likes cute kitties, mitts, schlitz, tips, and kits. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, then three times fast.
Mm. All right, Wade and Yelm. Coach Ted gives good tips. Sometimes Ted's tips are big, and some tips are small. Sometimes Ted's tips trip people up. Sometimes Ted's tips will not be revealed, whether they're big old tips or small little tips alike. Ted likes cute kitties, mitts, schlitz, tips, and kits.
Three times fast.
Coach Ted gives good tips. Sometimes Ted's tips are big, and some tips are small. Sometimes tips trip people up. Sometimes Ted's tips should not be revealed, whether they're big old tips or small tips alike. Ted likes cute kitties, mitts, schlitz, tips, kits.
One.
Coach Ted gives good tips. Sometimes Ted's tips are big, and sometimes tips are small. Sometimes Ted's tips trip people up. Sometimes Ted's tips should not be revealed, whether they're big old tips or small little tips alike. Ted likes cute kittens, mitts, schlitz, tips, kits.
Two.
Coach Ted gives good tips. Sometimes tips are big. Sometimes tips are small. Sometimes Ted's tips trip people up. Sometimes Ted's tips should not be revealed, whether they're big old tips or small tips alike. Ted likes cute kitties, mitts, schlitz, tips, kits.
All I do is win.
I'm Gino. I miss you already.
There you go, on Ted versus the FCC. Another big win. You are listening to the Men's Room.
And they stay there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08. We will drink a toast in the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The average parent spends 67 minutes a year negotiating with their kids.
Don't negotiate.
That was kind of my dad's take as well.
That is my position.
Right, there's no negotiation. There was do it or you get your ass beat.
Yeah, I mean, there's things you need to do. Correct. And I'm pretty lenient, but in those moments, like, I'm not negotiating this. I'm telling you this.
What's like the big role with the United States, right?
No negotiation. With terrorists.
Yeah. And that's who they are.
Yes!
Yeah, they're little terrorists. We get it.
Right. Of course they want what they want, and as long as what they want doesn't interfere with what needs to happen, everything's fine.
Exactly.
But what it needs to happen...
It needs to happen.
That's when you need to be a parent.
Right.
The Athena spacecraft has officially landed on the moon, but already appears to have fallen over onto its side.
Oh, you're kidding me. Yep. Is this the second one that's fallen on its side on
I'm
the moon?
I'm pretty sure. What is it? Is it solar winds? Is it just landing weird, and so it's just... toppling? What's the deal?
I don't know if it lands weird. I don't know if it's a technical issue. I don't know if there's...
You'd think they'd have video of that.
Some kind of grade in the ground, though.
Right.
Because you can guesstimate where it's going to land, but you're not going to hit your exact spot. So, I don't know, man.
So, it feels like we haven't fully kind of figured out how the anti-gravity of space works. Because you know that they're trying to test this thing on all terrains, but for whatever reason, it just keeps toppling over. So there's something that we haven't factored in yet.
Which is weird. Like, we sent people to the moon with a lot less technology.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
But that's a person.
Right. I mean,
a person can kind of adapt to things that are changing.
Sure, whereas, you can make a call, sure.
Right,
sure.
That robot that you make, like, it's an RC car. Like, you just push forward. Right. Oh, damn. A new study found that hurricanes are shifting southbound. So good news for everybody that's in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are going down.
All right.
Florida, you'll still be hit, but...
Pretty much. Basically,
I mean,
they were saying
it's pretty
this.
Rare that they make it all the way up to the coast. You get to, like, New York or Massachusetts. I mean, it happens.
Sure.
But it's pretty rare already.
Yeah.
They were just saying... Usually it's about Virginia and spin off.
With the changing of the climate, that the hurricanes are kind of centralized a little bit further south than what we've... previously had them pegged at.
Those Bob Cyclones are hitting up here.
Yeah, it's great. A former Canadian Olympic snowboarder has been added to the FBI's most wanted list on suspicions that they may be a drug kingpin.
Okay.
They're trafficking cocaine, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
Wonder so why wouldn't they be on Canada's most wanted list?
Because they're running it through here.
Oh.
It's coming from Colombia up through Mexico, up the Pacific, so it's coming through here, and I think it's crossing over.
So he should circle around, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Land it up there in Vancouver. Take a different route, dude.
A detective with the NYPD is in hot water after appearing in a music video as a raunchy pole dancer.
Why are they in hot water? Is it just because they appeared as a raunchy pole
dancer? I think it is just one of those optics things. It's like, you're an officer of the law, and you appear to this, and blah, blah,
or what's
blah.
Or what's the song about?
I forget.
And I think that, too, depends on, I don't know.
Have you seen it, Ted?
I have not.
I mean, she fits. Hang on, I gotta find
she does a good job.
She does a fantastic job. Yeah.
But I do, look, I agree with, like, that's one job, it shouldn't affect it. But I also think when you take certain jobs, that's just going to be part of it.
I mean, you know that when you saw it. I think the police are overreacting, but the flip side, like, you know what's expected of you.
But she's a detective. So, I mean, she's got to be, what, a 10, 12-year vet?
Probably, yeah.
It takes a while to get a detective.
Well, hey, she's looking all right.
You got it up there, Mike? I've only seen it still. I'd see what she's doing.
I know. I gotta find this thing. I got to track
put
this
me in your cuffs, down. Detective.
I'm sorry, man. Shoot. Sorry, I'll have to find it during the break there, Ted. I brought it down. I shouldn't have done that.
I mean, sexy cop is one of the original, like, stripper uniforms, though.
Stripper 100%. Uniform, man. Halloween, right? Ooh. I mean, you name it.
Here you go, Ted. Here you go. I found it. So there's what she looks like. You can kind of understand right, where, like, right, she'd be in these videos.
Now she's all booty.
Oh.
She's all booty.
Yeah.
Booty on duty.
Off duty,
on booty.
Oh. Detective whatever, signing in.
Always celebrated on the first Friday in March. It's Employee Appreciation Day.
That's
ironic. Day.
Yeah. Today?
Yeah.
Huh.
Today?
Yeah, what's left?
Today is Employee Appreciation Day.
Not yesterday.
No.
It was today.
It's today.
I'll be damned.
You see, yesterday they had to establish, and today, now we appreciate the employees.
All right, all of you that are left, we appreciate you.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate Jesus you. I looked that up because, you know what? I look for the word of the day, and if it makes sense, then I can just throw it out. So I forget what the word of the day was. It was just something I don't even know, so I didn't write it down. I was like, all right, let's check what day. And I was like, are you kidding me? Employee Appreciation Day. Okay, cool.
That's just unreal.
Yeah.
Criminy.
Sorry, fellas. We're going to have to charge up that hill again.
That's right. Here we go. <come on. laughs>
Like, Sergeant, how many times? I got to charge up this hill.
Here we go. A new study suggests fatty foods could wreak havoc on the brains of older adults in just days.
Days?
Days.
Doesn't everything wreak havoc on older adults?
Pretty much.
And don't fatty foods wreak havoc on everybody?
They do.
All right. I mean, like, come on, guys. What are we saying here? Unhealthy foods affect the elderly. Everything affects the elderly, and unhealthy foods, unhealthy.
Right. You get to a certain point where it's like, everything's coming for you.
Everything.
Everything is coming
for
you.
If you get out of bed, you might die.
The latest, I will say, there is a weird line. And again, I'm just using my mom as an example, right? But she's 80, and, like, she just kind of wasted away. It's like, she just doesn't eat much.
Right.
So, like, yeah, at this point, it's like, she's like, I'll eat a bag of chips. I'd be like, eat it.
Right. Yeah. Ice cream time.
Yeah.
The latest development.
You know what, sorry.
It's all right.
I was telling Miles how I went to my mom's building finally. She's in, like, a senior building. They got an ice cream social.
Do they?
Every Monday.
Dude, I love ice cream social.
I'm telling you, I'm convinced I want to live in an old person's building.
Hell yeah, dude.
The rent's cheaper. The meals. There's an activity.
I live just close enough to where the wife and I can walk to the one that's over in Proctor. But I am pissed that they closed the one over on 6 because that one's so much closer.
Oh, the ice cream social.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doggone it, dude. It's fantastic. The latest development in employer shenanigans is the squeaky chair test. Have you guys heard about this crap?
No.
It's where employers will seat potential employees, right? They're coming in for an interview, and they will seat them in a squeaky chair to test whether or not they will stop the interview to address it.
Are you supposed to?
I believe so, because that means that you're forward thinking. That means that you're focusing on the overall job.
I'm thinking to myself, this place is cheap. I don't want to work here.
Will you challenge authority?
Chairs suck.
My thought would be, if you bring it up, like, you're not focused on the interview itself.
Like,
I'm sorry that it's wildly inconvenient that there's a squeaky chair, but seriously, you're going to bring this up during a job interview. That's my position.
I think I would say at some point, like, just like this chair is just squeaky. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, I'd bring it up in the sense of, hey, man, I apologize for the squeaky chair.
Right. Like, can it?
And the fact that it won't stop shaking my leg to make it squeak.
Side note, can we stop playing doggone games?
Just interview them.
Right. Find out if I can do the job that you want me to do. I know that I'm a cog in your wheel, and oh, yeah, we're part of the family. My ass, yeah, right? Whatever. Make sure that I fit the bill, and I'll just make you money.
Hey, right. Are you qualified? Are you not stupid? Right. You got the job.
Quit acting like there's some big thing in your company.
I threw a rock at the interviewee's head to see to test his reflex.
Right, like
turns out he's slow.
Like, you won't throw my head on the chopping block as soon as we're in the red.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's is expected to open 1,000 new locations in the next couple of years.
Woot woot!
Wendy's is? Wendy's.
Everyone
Wendy's
else is closing down.
Including one in Tanzania.
Like Red Robin, they're closing a bunch
of
stores.
They're closing a crap ton. McDonald's is switching things.
Really?
Well, I don't know if they're closing, but they're switching things up.
Cheesecake Factory is closing down.
Closing a bunch of places, yeah.
Wendy's, we're moving up.
We ain't scared. We got the beef, bitch.
Dave's Double's doing great. It's the square patties. They're finally paying off, man.
There you go. I told you the square patties meant something, man.
Always. I mean, they don't freeze them.
I'm about to say always fresh, always never frozen. Fresh. They do have some good fries, like slept on fries in the game. I like Wendy's fries. I really do.
I don't know the last time I had Wendy's fries. I'm sure they're fine. I don't remember.
Well, they don't salt them on the front end. You got to salt them on the back end. At least they did when I remembered it. Ted, you settle down over there, man.
However you like it, buddy.
Hey, girl. Salt you on the back end?
Salt you on the back end, girl.
Right. All of a sudden, we're all salt bae.
Yeah.
But I guess, I think we've all salted something on the back end.
Well, sure. I actually had to dig to figure out what you were trying to say.
I know. That's why I don't just go.
We all add salt to things at some point.
Yes.
Correct.
That's what
you can always add more, but you can't take it out.
Ted loves salt on his salad. That's all I know. It's a positive Friday, and as we try to maintain positivity in all factions of our lives, it's important to focus on our relationships as well.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 phrases to tell your partner daily to strengthen your relationship. Here's one that ought to have your fella just feeling like he's on top of the world. It goes a little something like this. Oh, honey, just because you're a bit smaller than all my old boyfriends, it just means you're extra dedicated in pleasing me. You really do show me by going the extra mile. So don't be so concerned about it. It's not a big deal. You even lasted so much longer this time. Thanks. Positive Friday.
All right. I got him. Is he okay?
No.
Oh, like he is? We need to stop by and say hi to him a little bit more often. So these are...
Yes, that's what he wants is more people. Walking by his studio to say hello.
Bothering him, stopping him from everything that he's doing. He's such a pleasant individual. So these are phrases to tell your partner daily and strengthen your relationship.
Brush your teeth!
I'm going to be frank with you, fellas. Keep saying these to keep your chances of getting laid high. That's the only thing I'm going to say here. Just find a moment to, you know, set the mood, light some candles, and just make sure that you look your lady in the eye and say, baby, I don't need anything else when I'm with you.
So lie to her.
All right. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't need to eat dinner. I don't need to, you know, have shelter. I don't need water or anything. I don't need anything else.
But it'd be cool if you get up and make some microwave popcorn.
I feel like also, I don't know what this list is, but starting with that, I feel like any of these can be said in jest and anger, too. Not in jest.
Ooh, you know what, Ted? I'm going to take that spin with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. I don't need anything.
Just you.
Like this one here. Thank you for making my life wonderful.
Yeah.
You're again, right, Ted. Right. Absolutely.
Thank you for making my life wonderful.
Because so far, the first two you've read, the only chances that I'm going to say that is because I'm pissed. And I feel like having an argument.
I didn't want to watch the fights with my boys. Thank you for making life wonderful.
This is why text messages can go real. Oh, yeah.
Let's have dinner together. You're right.
You know what, baby? I just figured out every moment with you is special.
Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah.
Every single moment. Special. All of them.
Especially when you like drop something in the kitchen and spill it everywhere. Every moment with you is special.
Yeah.
And then you do something.
Kind of special.
Here's one. I just love the way you look at me.
I love the way you look at me.
No
so
way.
Approving all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
You only ask me if I'm wearing that out to dinner because you love what I'm wearing.
Here's one that's good to
None
know.
None of those judgy eyes like my ex had.
Here's one that's good to know. You are my refuge on difficult days.
Thank you for being there.
Thank you. I had a really hard day. Good to know that I can come home and have a refuge here.
You're a real refuge.
You made it great.
Now, birds' heads are falling off. But no. Tell me about the bitch at work.
Yeah.
I always want you to be happy because your happiness is mine.
Mike, you're a little too good at this.
I can be a catty bitch. Oh,
your
man.
Your happiness is mine.
It should be, if you're really, your unhappiness becomes my unhappiness.
That's
say,
right.
Say that one again.
Your happiness is a you thing.
I always want you to be happy because your happiness is mine.
You could bane it.
Your happiness is now mine.
Your happiness is mine. I'm taking your happiness from you.
Your smile lights up my day.
These are written by Bane, I'm sure.
Yes, they are.
I love spending time with you.
Because we're always doing things I want to do when I'm spending time with you.
Every TV show we watch, every restaurant we go to. Thank you.
You are one of the reasons I smile so damn much.
It depends on the smile on your face. I mean, that could be...
You make me smile.
Dead phrases to tell your partner daily that'll strengthen your relationship.
I also smile when I'm nervous and scared.
You inspire me to be better every day. Because I just don't lead by your example.
Thank you for your inspiration.
Oh,
in
God.
No way can I self-motivate. It's all you. Please take credit for my successes.
Here's one for you, Ted. You deserve all the good things that happen to you and more.
Again, that would be, if you said it that way, that's nice. But I could also see me saying that to somebody like, oh, you deserve all the good things coming your way.
That's right.
Oh, what's with the tone? You know what's with the tone.
You know what, Ted? You're amazing at everything you do. Including pissing me off.
If you said that to me, I'd be like, damn, Mike, what did I screw up? You're amazing at everything you
Has
do.
Has anyone told you that you're amazing? God. If they did, they lied to you.
You can always count on me for everything you need.
Because you keep hassling me.
And you don't have a job.
You are the best gift life has given me.
Man.
I couldn't say any of these with a straight face.
Oh, God, I fall more in love with you every day.
Every single day. I roll over and think, I'm so glad. It's still you on the other side of the bed. I love your cold feet and morning breath.
God, you are my favorite person in the world.
I love following you into the bathroom. Jesus, I can't breathe. We ate the same thing for dinner.
What happened in your insides?
Right. Seriously.
We both had ribs, but...
All right, besides your soul, what else is dead in there?
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Is that not on the list?
Right. Oh, thank you for always being by my side.
Always. Mm-hmm. I don't need personal space.
God, you're right, Ted. It's just where you put the inflection.
Are you following me?
Right? You make me so happy every day.
I love when you start a conversation at the complete opposite end of the house.
It is amazing. Young, old, related to you. It's like they have a special knowledge of like when you've reached the apex of the farthest you could be, even in a small room, away from them. Dad!
What? You know, when you start a relationship, it's, hang on, what? Say that again. You're married for a good long time, it's, I can't hear you.
Well, I cannot hear what you're saying.
All right, hang on, I'll be right in.
Even if I could hear you, I have gone blue in the face saying, I don't want to yell across rooms. So let's ignore it.
Exactly.
Why do you start talking to me as I'm walking away?
You know what's funny?
That is an amazing thing.
It really is.
Now that I can see the back of your head and you're leaving the room, let's start a conversation.
Where are you going?
to the toilet.
I'm going to see your mom.
Yeah,
I love them.
It's 9 a.m. on Sunday. We've had a cup of coffee. Where the F do you think I'm going?
Right.
Why do you have to ask me? I'm pooping.
I love the mumble. What? Mumble.
What?
I'm talking to the dog. All right. Okay. Why'd you answer me then? And then this is the number one phrase that you tell your partner daily. It'll strengthen your relationship. I love you more than my words can express.
That's why I don't tell you. So I don't bother to say it. Because it just falls flat.
A man in California was caught on video setting someone's car on fire, but something a little bit more embarrassing was captured on film as well.
What was that?
I got a feeling you're about to hear it, but I'll tell you at 5:50.
Take it, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to the weekend? And drinking time. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Stop hitting the button! I know. Because somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
I love it when you hit the button.
And the men's room knows who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Thank you. Now, today we toast an unidentified man from Corona, California. And Mike, you said it best. He's wanted for arson, and the police are asking for the public's help. Now, the fire he set, it destroyed a car, caused some damage to a home. But Tuesday night, he was recorded on a Ring camera, standing next to a black sedan. We don't know what his motivation was, but suddenly flames erupt from his hands, quickly turning into a large explosion. And when the initial intensity of the explosion subsides, the man can be seen hurtling the property fence and running down the street. But we're toasting him because as he hurtled the fence and ran down the street, he was also on fire. Oh, yeah. If you see the video, it's great, man. I don't know why he was trying to do it, but dude is completely engulfed in flames, jumps over the fence and just runs away. Whoa! The police are looking for him. I believe he is described as screaming in agony and covered in burns. That's probably your guy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Joke Friday cover. Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.